Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Monday. Monday is truly one of my favorite days. It's like the beginning of a work week. I'm ready to get up. I seem like I do my morning routine better on Mondays. I exercise a little bit better. I read the scriptures a little bit better. I meditate, and it just seems like I want to get my week off to a great start. So I thought that on this Monday, we might talk about something that we would all understand, the price that is paid for us. Now, many of you that listen to this, you may be self-employed, or you're like super successful in a corporation, or maybe you're just like the greatest mom in the world, or whatever it is you do that you're doing. I think a lot of people want to know, is it worth it? And the answer is, I think for many of us, yeah, it's definitely worth it. There are times I walk away from church being a pastor and I think to myself, man, I'm not sure that it was worth all that. I'm not sure we got the return on that. And this, as surely as I think that, somebody sends me a note that says, wow, Chuck, that service or that sermon or that teaching, that was so meaningful to me and I had no idea. And when I get done, it's like, it is so worth it. So I want to bring you to a text where Paul is writing the church in Corinth, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23, the text says that God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to get sucked into the things going on around you? They are, they're interesting. I have taken more than 65,000 people through a DISC temperament assessment. And one of the things we've learned is that there are people that are highly adaptable and there are people who are quite literally less adaptable to their circumstances and their surroundings. But what I have noticed is all of us are susceptible to following what happens in the circumstances around our life. You might get pulled into being worried about you or your weight or how you look. You might have whatever it is that you're most insecure about. I mean, like in my case, the thing that I am most insecure about is my weight. You know, I've fought it all my life. And so perhaps you get sucked into worrying about your social status, or you're worried about your job or the position you are in an organizational chart, or do you have enough retirement? There's so many things yelling for our attention. It's pretty easy to get sucked into the superficial things of this universe. But today's scripture tells us that God paid a high price for us. That means we matter and we are important to Him. God paid a high price for you. That means that you and I, we matter. We are important to Him. When you spend some time thinking about how important you are to God and how much He loves you, how much He gave that He might enjoy you, it makes the stuff going around at the office or in your home or at the ballpark seem a little less important. So today, I want to encourage you to spend some time thinking about your value to God. Remind yourself of how important you are to Him and how He paid a huge price to bring you into His family. Be encouraged, friend. You are important to God. Now, I think some of you are listening to this because somebody shared it with you and thought, wow, you might benefit from this. So let me carry the thought just one half a step further. And that is this: the price that God paid was to look at His creation. And when God created the world, He said, that's good. And then He created humans and He said, that's really good. And so after creating man and thinking, okay, that's really good, then He saw that man needed someone with him. It was not good for him to be alone. So He created woman, and there we are. And off to the races we went. And right out of the gate, Adam and Eve proved, just like you and I do every day, that we need someone to pay for our sin, because sin is what separates us from God. So God said, I want these folks to be in my family. I don't want to be separated. So He sent His Son to die and to have His blood shed on the cross. And then He was buried and resurrected from the dead so that we might be able to accept Him by simple faith and to be able to receive by grace alone the fact that we've surrendered our life and accepted Jesus as forgiveness for our sin. My friend, that's when we know the kind of price that God Himself sent His own Son, a part of Him, and He is the one that gave the price for us to have life in abundance and life eternal. Let your prayer today be filled with gracious thanks that God placed a high price on your life. My friend, it's going to be a great week. God bless you. Go have the greatest Monday you've ever had. Bye now.